Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast series. My name is Natalie Tornisi, and I'm a Senior Solutions Manager with Outsource Strategies International. I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you about whooping cough or pertussis. Whooping cough or pertussis is a highly communicable, vaccine-preventable bacterial infection of the respiratory system that typically affects children. The CDC reported that of the more than 13,400 cases reported in 2018, there were 10 deaths from pertussis. Health officials say that it's even easier for whooping cough to circulate as schools reopen and recommend that adults and children have their immunization status checked. Whooping cough is caused by a bacterium called Bordetella pertussis. The toxins released by the bacteria damage the cilia that line part of the upper respiratory system and make the airway swell. The condition is highly contagious and spread by coughing, sneezing, or by spending a lot of time near an affected person. Babies usually get the infection from adults or siblings who are not even aware that they have the disease. The most common symptom of the condition are coughing fits followed by a high-pitched whoop sound. The condition usually starts with symptoms that resemble a common cold. Early signs last for about 1 to 2 weeks and can include a runny nose, red watery eyes, sneezing, nasal congestion, low-grade fever, occasional dry cough, and apnea or a pause in breathing patterns. The second stage, which may last from 1 to 10 weeks, is characterized by uncontrolled and prolonged coughing fits, followed by a high-pitched whoop. Attacks occur more often at night, and other symptoms include accumulation of thick mucus, vomiting or choking, red or blue face, and fatigue. The third stage, which is the convalescent stage, can last for weeks or months. It is characterized by a chronic cough with fewer sudden episodes. The strenuous coughing can cause complications such as abdominal hernias, broken blood vessels affecting the skin or the eyes, and fractured or bruised ribs. Whooping cough complications in children include apnea, brain damage, dehydration, ear infections, pneumonia, and seizures. Physicians can diagnose whooping cough by evaluating the person's medical history and current symptoms. However, as whooping cough in adults is not usually accompanied by severe symptoms, lab tests may be needed to confirm the diagnosis. Lab tests ordered would commonly include a nasal or throat swab, which involve collecting a specimen of secretions to test for pertussis bacteria. The treatment would depend on the duration of the illness and the severity of the symptoms. Pertussis is generally treated with antibiotics such as azithromycin, clarithromycin, and erythromycin. Early treatment is critical to minimize the severity of symptoms and duration of the illness and also to reduce the risks of people spreading the disease. According to the American Lung Association, treatment after 3 weeks of the illness is unlikely to help. Though the bacteria has gone from the body, symptoms will persist since the bacteria has already done its damage. Unlike ICD-9, which had a separate code for any associated pneumonia as secondary, ICD-10 has a combination code for whooping cough and pneumonia. I will include a transcript along with this podcast outlining the ICD-10 and CPT codes associated with this condition. The CDC recommends vaccination as the best way to prevent whooping cough among infants, children, adolescents, and adults. Preventative antibiotics are also used to protect people who have been exposed and who are at high risk for developing severe pertussis. Infants and others at high risk for pertussis complications should be kept away from infected people. The recommended pertussis vaccine for babies and children is called a Tdap. In addition to pertussis, this combination vaccine can help protect against diphtheria and tetanus. A booster called Tdap for preteens, teens, and adults contains protection against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. The recommended doses of these vaccines are as follows. 5 doses of Tdap to children 2 months through 6 years of age. 1 dose of Tdap for those 11 years or older, with a preferred administration at 11 or 12 years of age, and Tdap for pregnant women with a preferred administration during the early part of gestational weeks 27 through 36. Despite the availability of a vaccination to prevent whooping cough, the the number of confirmed cases each year in the United States is on the rise. In fact, CDC researchers analyzed lab samples from whooping cough patients between 2000 and 2013 and found that the vaccine used for whooping cough is less effective because the bacteria behind the disease has mutated. I hope this helps, but always remember that documentation and a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement for the procedures performed. Thank you for listening.